Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. Hello, PeopleStack tribe. Hello, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week is, will my career fix itself? The answer is no, your career will not fix itself. This is also known as that promotion will fall into my lap strategy. That new job will fall into my lap strategy. The hope strategy, to cross your fingers. I hope it'll get better. It will get better. It's just a matter of time. I talked a little bit about this on the last episode about how it shows up and how it's so interesting that as technical professionals, a lot of you, I'm going to assume most of you, approach your work in a very methodical, systematic way, that if even the tiniest of bugs shows up in code that you're writing or a product that you're building, you're totally going to jump in and fix it. You're not just going to hope that it gets better. But what's interesting and ironic is that a lot of you are doing that with your careers without even realizing it. So step one is realizing, yeah, you know what? And it's kind of admitting to yourself, yeah, I've been using the hope strategy. I've been using the hope strategy in trying, but failing, to upgrade my tech career. And I want to talk today about why hope is such a terrible strategy, especially when it comes to upgrading your tech career, and then also what to do instead. So why is it such a terrible strategy? Why is hope, cross your fingers, I hope that it just gets better. Now, I'm not saying to abandon all hope. That's not my message, right? Hope is powerful. Hope is powerful because it gives us that ability to dream. It gives us that ability to think about and feel the future with a sense of magical anticipation. It allows us to tap into our imaginations, and that is one of the key pieces of dream creation, of building our dream lives. Dream it, do it. You have to dream it first in order to make it a reality. That's the way, whether you realize it or not, you have achieved most of your biggest achievements in your life so far. And one of the things that I love doing, just because watching the news is just so depressing, instead of watching the news, I will watch either TED Talks or documentaries about people who have achieved amazing things. And one of the genres of documentary that I love watching is around sports and fitness and people who have achieved and reached amazing heights in sports performance and have just defied all of the odds when it comes to human performance and human potential, when it comes to lifting weights or running fast or whatever it might be. And just being able to, put their bodies to the test in a way that other people would just think is complete magic. The CrossFit athletes are a great example of that. I love watching the documentaries about the CrossFit Games. And some of the top athletes in that world, Matt Fraser, Tia Claire Toomey, the daughters from Iceland, Katrin Davidsdottir, Sarah Sigmundsdottir, Annie Thorsdottir, when they're interviewed and they're asked about, how did you make this happen? Like, what was, almost like you know, did this happen by accident? Like, did you ever think that it was? It's like, oh yeah, absolutely. There's almost like this defiant commitment of, yeah, I knew, like, I am out there to win. Like, especially if you talk or listen to the interviews with the winners, the people who win over and over and over again. Matt Frazier, I think he's won 4 in a row, won 4 championship titles in a row. And I think Tia Claire Toomey is on 3 of them. The other thing that I love about the CrossFit world, by the way, is it's so gender balanced. The men and the women earn the same thing. They are revered in the same manner. You know, sometimes the women even a little bit more than the men, but you know, that's all fair. It's all fair in love and war, right? But anyway, when you listen to them, it's like, I went out on that floor to win. This is my event to win. I'm choosing to win. I am choosing to work hard to win. Dream it, do it. That's the message of all of that. So you have to have that hope of, yeah, it's gonna work. I know it's gonna work. I have confidence that it's gonna work. But it can't just be that, though. There has to be action. There has to be hard work. In order for the hard work to pay off, there needs to be some hard work that's put in. There's no secret about how to upgrade your career in tech, just like there's no secret in how to win 4 CrossFit games in a row. The secret, if you can call it that, is hard work. You put in the work and you do it intentionally. You dream it and you do it, and you're there every single day taking the actions that are necessary in order to get to that next level, whether it's in athletic performance when we're talking about CrossFit athletes, or whether it's in your career to get to that next level. Champions are not made by accident. Every single champion that you look up to right now, whether it's, you know, someone in the sports arena, or someone who is, you know, just a major historical figure, or anyone that you look up to, a leader that you look up to, that you revere as a champion, that did not happen by accident. They did not just hope that they would build whatever it is that they built in their life, whether it was a successful business, to win the awards that they've won. They didn't hope that they did. They dreamed it first, and then they didn't just rely on hope. They got to work and did what was necessary in order to get there. Because what happens when you simply rely on hope, I hope it'll happen, if you just dream it and don't do it, then you're leaving everything to chance. And I talked a little bit about this on the last episode, but do you really want to leave your career to chance? What happens, there's a lot of different things that can happen when you leave your career to chance, when you just let the world, the universe, circumstance happen to you in the realm of your career. You might end up settling because you think that that's the best that you can do. You accept the lies that people tell you. They may not realize they're telling you lies, but you accept the lies that people tell you, that there's no way that you can earn over 150. There's no way that you can earn over 200K a year as a tech manager. Not possible. And you accept it. And you just take what you're given. And you settle. Or if you play this game of chance, you might end up taking a position or doing something that you can have a massive amount of impact, but you're like so stressed out that it's not worth it. You're having to work 70, 80 hours a week because you didn't put the intention into it and the work into it, the effectiveness, the efficiency into it, so that you can build your dream your way. It's just sort of like going to, you know, it's like going to a restaurant and just telling the waiter, whatever you want to bring me, just bring me. Right. And maybe sometimes you do that because you want to have fun. You want to play with uncertainty. That's cool. Right. But who the hell knows what the waiter's going to bring you? They may bring something you're allergic to. They may bring too much. They may bring too little. You may hate the food and you're just going to have to put up with it. Is that what you want to do with your career? Is just say, okay, well, that's it. Just give it to me. Whatever it is, serve it. Serve it up. I'll take it. Is that what you want to do? I don't think so. But that's what happens when you rely on hope. Oh, I hope the waiter's going to bring me something good. Like, most of us don't even do that, right? Like, we order. And a lot of you, I know, you're laughing right now because you're like, yeah, like, I'm the one that takes forever to order at a restaurant. And I like, and it's like my way, you know? It's kind of like, I want this, that, and I want this, but I don't, you know, hold the pickles and, or, you know, it's kind of like, I want the burger, but leave the bun off and make sure that it's Colby cheese and not American cheese. And, right? You're intentional. You don't just hope that the waiter's going to do something right and bring you exactly what you wanted. It happens, though. So, like, here's the thing. That happens sometimes. And then we start relying on that and hoping and praying that that's going to keep happening. Like, Rob and I went to this awesome restaurant one time in Boston. It was an Italian restaurant. We were looking at the menus. We were looking at the menus for all of 5 minutes. We weren't even talking to each other all that much. And the waiter comes up and says, "You're ready to order, aren't you?" And we look at each other, we're like, "You know what we want?" He's like, "Yes, yes, I know what you want." And he called it. He was like, I don't remember what it was. He was like, "You're getting the ravioli with the mushroom sauce and you're getting the chicken piccata." And we look at each other, we're like, "Yep, mm-hmm, very good, thank you." Right? And so we have these moments where it's kind of like, they feel very magical. And like, oh, why can't that happen more often? But the fact of the matter is it doesn't, it can't. Those are sort of those superb life magical moments where if you were to live like that all the time and just hope and pray that waiters can read your minds, you're going to get served up some pretty bad stuff or stuff that you don't like. Do you want to get served some bad stuff in your career? No. So yes, you dream it, but you get intentional and you do it and you put in the hard work. The intentional work, the systematic work, the purposeful work that I know that you're capable of doing because you do it at work already. But now we're talking about applying this to your career planning. And so that's number one. Number one is that's why hope is a terrible strategy when it comes to planning for your tech career. Now, number two is what do you do instead? You've already hinted at it, is you get intentional, you get on mission, and you do the hard work that's necessary. What's tricky there is that every single one of you has a different mission. We've served hundreds of clients so far at the People Stack, hundreds of technical managers. And we've helped them all to write a mission statement. Every single one of them is different. We help people who on the surface look the same. A bunch of product managers, a bunch of project managers, a bunch of engineering managers. You know, and then some other people sprinkled in for good flavor, right? VPs of engineering, people in pre-sales. People of all of those different kinds of stripes and shapes and sizes. And every single one has a different mission. So do you. You have a different mission too. So that's why, for example, like, you know, all the credit in the world to people like resume writers or, you know, interview coaches. But if you don't know somebody's mission, how can you write their resume? If you don't know somebody's mission, how can you help them negotiate an offer? These are all just one-off help that is really just putting Band-Aids. Like hiring a resume writer, for example, is just putting a Band-Aid on a much larger career problem. Because they don't know your mission, right? It's unique to who you are, and the way that you want to write your mission is different than the way the virtual tech manager sitting next to you in internet land wants to write hers. And the work, what you're like, what hard work? Okay, I'm ready to do the hard work, Jen. Tell me what hard work it is. That's going to depend. It's going to depend on your mission. Everybody's mission is different. It's going to depend on where you are right now and where you want to go, what's worked for you in the past, what your context is, what resources you currently have to leverage, what your personality, what your behavioral style, what your thinking style is. There are so many variables that come in to what's going to be the best for you, for what that hard work looks like. Because if you don't have an expert who's an expert in the psychology of human beings like I am, who is an expert in tech strategy, who is an expert in really thinking about the tactics and strategies about how to really up level in your tech world, that's me in the tech world, that's me and Rob. If you don't have experts to guide you, you can put in all the hard work you want, but is it going to pay off? You don't know if it's going to pay off. If you're going to put hard work in, you want to know for sure that it's going to pay off. And if that's what you want, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to take a look at your career. We're going to have you take a look in the mirror. Where have you been playing the hope strategy in the past? What bugs have popped up in your career because of it? What's not working in your career because of it? And also, where do you want to go? Let's build that dream together. And if we're 100% confident we can help you, we're going to tell you what that looks like. We're going to give you all the details. If we're not, we're still going to steer you toward resources that are going to help you. You are going to walk away from this call. It is going to be the most valuable call that you have ever had, the most valuable conversation that you've ever had about your tech career, because you have never thought about your tech career in the way that we are going to challenge you to think about it on this call. So book that call today, thepeoplestack.com/book. So the message of the day, message of the week really, is that hope is a terrible strategy when planning, which really isn't even planning. Hope is a terrible strategy to upgrade your tech career. Instead, you want to get on a mission, you want to get intentional, you want to put in the hard work, and you want experts to guide you so that you're not wasting your time, your energy, and your sanity. So that's it for the day, everyone. Take care and talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.